USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police in Georgia have announced an arrest has been made after three murders were discovered at an Atlanta suburb golf course last weekend.
The lone shooter, who's now been identified as Brian Anthony Rogan, he has been charged for the murders.
Police Chief Tim Cox Thursday in front of the Cobb County Police Station. President Trump will headline the three-day Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, at the Hilton near downtown Dallas, Texas, starting today and running through Sunday. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will open the America Uncanceled Conference with a speech titled, Don't Mess with Texas or America. A 28-member hit squad, including 26 Colombians and two U.S. citizens, carried out the stunning assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, officials announced Thursday. The Americans were ID'd as 35-year-old James Salagas of Fort Lauderdale and 55-year-old Joseph Vincent from the Miami area. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ever since meat-tasting products made from vegetables hit the market, you have to imagine, what will they do next? How about veggie chicken? Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Beyond Meat has announced it's launching a substitute chicken tenders at nationwide restaurants. The company said it's shifting focus to chicken after spending years working on its Beyond Burger products, which is just beef. It's been testing the chicken substitute, which is a mixture of fava beans and peas, with partners like Yum Brands, which is the parent company of KFC. They said they've been working on their plant-based chicken product for more than a decade. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Tropical Storm Elsa spurred tornado warnings in Delaware and New Jersey early Friday as Elsa moved over the mid-Atlantic states into the northeastern United States. Overnight in coastal New Jersey, a 78-mile-per-hour wind gust was recorded in Ludlam Bay. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Companies are getting creative to raise the cost of products without actually increasing the price. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dworsky is a former assistant attorney general of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japanese car manufacturer Toyota has announced it will stop donations to elected officials who objected to the certification of President Biden's election. Toyota on Thursday said it understood that its PAC donations troubled some stakeholders. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.